Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. How are you guys again? Okay, you don't have the intro, okay, this time, but I just wanted to say that it's going to be a short one. One of the reasons why I do podcasts, because I have a chance. It was a blessing because I love to talk about a lot of things. But a blessing to talk about my music because my music is so important to me. I've been out in Hollywood for so long. I've been in L.A. area for a very long time, so I've been making music. So my main reason, Another Great Hits album. Yes, Another Great Hits album. I'm going to, because I've released live versions of songs that I've written by myself, so to put it all together on one album. So that's the reason why. I don't know when it's going to come out. So it'll come out hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months, who knows. As I said before, I said this in a previous podcast. The reason why I'm doing it again, because perhaps people didn't hear me. Some of my podcasts, I get very clear, and then others, you know, it's kind of muddled or whatever. So I released an album and a book. Now, the book is, when I talk about book, I was releasing a song, you know, I release books on my songs, you know, and that's what I really enjoy doing. So I might release a book on some of my songs. I'll think about it. You know, I think I might do that. So that's going to take 2 or 3 months. The album might just come out, and then the book come out later. As I said before, as far as the book, I'm about just talking about in general, talking like insanity. That has been shelved, but I might do a book just in general. Because I have a variety of interests. I'm not just, you know, an artist, but that's my main thing. I'm an art. I'm an entertainer. And, you know, entertainer is who I am, and that's what I aspire to be, and to be successful at it. But I'm also an intellectual. I use my mind philosophically in so many ways, you know. I have to be that way in order to understand the reality around me. I'm always learning. Some things I learned very clearly, other things that took me hard to grasp, and then there are things I just still simply do not understand, but that's life, isn't it? The other thing I want to say about my critics to my podcast, I'm an entertainer, and I feel good when I'm able to talk and talk about whatever it is. Like I talked about wokeness, you know, wokeness is good, you know? And if someone criticizes me for that, fine. I guess, you know, wokeness means, you know, someone who's concerned about social justice and discrimination. And I put it on my Twitter and I said, you know, the critics of that, the party that criticizes that, you know, I'm going to mention them, the conservatives. You know, if they criticize anything related to social justice and discrimination, something is wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with that philosophical makeup. We cannot discriminate. It's still discrimination in this country. As a person, as a minority, I've been discriminated. I have not gotten jobs because of people looked at my skin color or my size, or they discriminated me because I was unique. And that, you know, that was part of some of the horrific marginalization that I went through. And we need to end that. There's still a lot of ignorance, you know, in the society, going for jobs, going for homes, or just plainly judging people by the way they look or the way they act and making preconceived notions about their health and so on. So social justice and discrimination, anti-discrimination is needed to to remedy the situation so that everybody can feel free and be equal. And we did just that when they passed the law on gay marriage, and they passed the law on interracial marriage, because we're all equal. We got to be open. And if the conservative party is not supporting social justice discrimination and think that we passed that, they got to be kidding themselves. What it shows for me is that perhaps they are supporting homophobia or racism or discrimination. They must embrace anti-discrimination and anything that's based on ignorance. So I don't like when they use it to distort the message of what it really means. The message is that social justice discrimination is needed. There are still people being discriminated. Me, I haven't even found a great job because discrimination, marginalization. The other thing I experienced was persecution because of someone else's jealousy or marginalization and judgment. They judged me by the way I looked. And even in Hollywood, trying to make it as a you know, especially as a musician, judged by the way I look. I wrote a song about it, Unique. So that is not good. I think no matter what political affiliation we are in, we should embrace the notion that social justice and is the right thing, and to be against any type of discrimination. So when some people, members of the conservative party, criticizes social justice and discrimination by calling it wokeness, I say something is seriously wrong. It's like they're endorsing the KKK. They want to go back to the past. We can't do that. It shouldn't matter what party affiliation or what you believe. I'm not trying to single out one party. I'm just saying, being woke, wokeness is good because you're aware of social justice and discrimination. It happens all the time. It's been going on for centuries. And to my critics on what I said about voyeurism or whatever, I keep repeating the same thing. My health is clear, and I'm a very much aware of reality. So please don't make preconceived notions about because I keep repeating the same thing. I'm not trying to. I actually, most of my podcasts are about my music. That's what I really talk about. Maybe 70%, 80%. But I realized that my podcast, I have to add something else to what I need to say. And this notion came up. At first, I didn't want to talk about it. And then I thought, but I had to, because I love to express myself. And I'm not going to back away from it. If they made preconceived notions about my health mentally or so on without even knowing me, and they don't have a background to understand about mental health, then they should not be making that assessment. If they are in the field of mental health and making assessments about my health and do not talk to me or know what's actually going on, then that too is bias. Perceptual biases should not be tolerated, in my opinion, when people are making preconceived notions or judgments about me when they don't even know what the hell they're talking about and they don't know me personally. So I think we all should keep an open mind. If those who don't want to keep an open mind and have a narrow-minded point of view, I'm sorry. I will continue to express myself. I do not listen to negativity. I feel good about myself. I'm very healthy. And I have people like my music and my books, so I leave it there. I'm here to express myself, not repress myself. I'm an entertainer. I'll always be, and I will say what I want to say. And I always be respectful, and I cannot back away. I learned when I was young that I was hindered from expressing myself, and I cannot back away from it. But at the same time, I try very hard to be respectful of others. That's why I ask people to contact my podcast or contact me if you have any concerns on what I said, and I get no comments back. So I leave it there. I leave the table open for you, whoever's listening to my podcast. I'm very much aware. I'm an entertainer and I'm going to continue. As far as some stuff about music and people tired of hearing me about music, I can't. That's why I am an entertainer. I live near Hollywood, a place where dreams can come true. I was talking to my sister earlier about dreams, about my experience at the SCO Oscar reception. So I said, you know, dreams can really come true. So it's like, and that's my dream. I heard somebody say their dream was to be a lawyer, or their dream is to be something else. They should not be hindered. But of course, I'm going to tell you the truth about my situation. I have been targeted, persecuted for having that dream to be ambitious, to be in the industry. People didn't want me to be a professional musician or get to the next level of being a successful professional musician. They said it was a pipe dream. Oh, I'm not well enough. I don't have the talent. They bring up old shows that I've done that had nothing to do with the present. Had to do with like 20 years ago when I was on stage. I don't sing that way. Of course, it may come out if I get bigger. I wouldn't care. That's not 2023. I don't think about something that happened 20 years ago or listen to my old compilation or try to do that to hinder my potential. So it's just for fun. Or whatever dream killing or negative thing they say, because that is why a lot of dreams don't happen. People fall for these haters who don't have nothing better to do than try to undermine their potential, and I'm included, trying to persecute me by harassing me, targeting me, calling me names, etc. In spite of all, I continue to go for my dreams. I'm still healthy because I lived this life for many years, and I'm used to it. And because I love to speak my mind, I'm very much aware to know what's going on in every aspect of my life and what's going on in the world around me. And I've been through a lot, as you just heard, to understand the notion of being kind to people as opposed to being cruel for self-centered motives. And I'm here to be not kind, but I'm also here to be expressive and to be stubborn and to hold on to my beliefs for eternity as long as they're positive and as long as they're going to help me become the person I need to be. So to my critics, I'm sorry. I cannot stop doing podcasts about my music or whatever other topic. You have every right to contact me, and I keep an open mind to readjust to who's listening so I could be a better podcaster to them and to you. Because I know that when I'm online and doing this, I have to be aware of the audience who I'm talking to, so I have to communicate to them, to ask them what suggestions you have or what you prefer, and I will include it because I'm always open in that situation. But at the same time, I am very healthy and very much aware. People should know, and I know you all know, that I'm an entertainer. Entertainers love to create. They love to talk about. They love to do things to incite creativity. Through talking and being a podcaster is one aspect of my creativity. But my main creativity was making music, singing, writing, a variety of ways, singing, writing, playing, etc. And I will not get back down, not just from that, but also the topics I talk about, whether it's topics I've experienced personally, because I have a lot of personal histories of where I experienced such hardship and persecution by antisocial people who simply do not want me to succeed, or people who simply do not understand my rights as a person and as an entertainer, because I will always be an entertainer, and I will always talk about what I need to talk about as long as it's healthy, positive, and with positive feedback to the audience to ensure that my podcasts get better. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Dub Night.